Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today, tomorrow, and Friday, $50 gift card. And Dan loves this to torture people. I think today's might be particularly hard. We'll see. Identify Dom's Money Melody, and you get that $50 gift card sent to you pretty much instantly. Ah, I see a reference to a TV show in here. Okay, we'll have that for you. But first, we haven't talked enough about China because it's hard to get the right person on that has that experience. Helen Raleigh is a senior contributor at The Federalist, the author of Confucius Never Said, and A Backlash, How China's Aggression Has Backfired. There's a piece that she has up at Fox News Channel now. China's zero COVID policy could be the undoing of the government. China hasn't seen protests like this since Tiananmen Square. And I'm sure Helen and any person that's sane is upset that President Biden is not saying enough publicly to tell the Chinese and tell the world there would be repercussions if we see another Tiananmen Square. Let's go to Helen Raleigh here on Talk Radio 1210. Helen, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Helen, what would you put a percentage on here as far as the chances of this government having to, I don't know that you give any chance that they would be dissolved and you'd have a democracy. So what is the hope coming out of these protests? What's the best that could happen?
Well, what the best could happen is the government will loosen up some of the most inhumane COVID restrictions. But I think the government, unfortunately, the government, Chinese government, the party, and its current leader, the dictator Xi, he will survive this because, you know, looking back in 1989, the Tiananmen Square massacre, that the government has a long history of suppressing dissent with all its brutal force. So unfortunately, I think it may happen again if the protests are not quite die down soon. But I think the hope is, given how quickly the protest has spread over the weekend, how widely it was participated by Chinese from all walks of life. And most importantly, the protesters were organic. There's no national organization, no national leader organized those demonstrations. They were just organically erupted throughout the different cities. So I think that these are all signs that how deep discontent the Chinese people are with the government's policies. So I think that will give hope that something in long term may happen, but in the short term, I think the government and the party will survive this crisis.
So that's a realistic view. Helen, when you were in China, when you were growing up there, we have a friend to the show, a local woman, Dasha is her first name on, talked about escaping from the Soviet Union, or at least her family leaving there. And she went into great detail what it was like, not just to hear about bread lines in the Soviet Union, then Soviet mm-hmm. Union, but I mean, drill down on what that's like every day to know that's your fate just to get, you know, a few rolls or something. What do you remember? What is it that you remember that experience there that it just pointed you and your family to get out?
Well, So I can give you one story, but I have many stories in my first book, Confucius Never Said. So the one story I have the most vivid memory of my childhood was always lacking of food, just like your friend from the Soviet Union said the same thing, that the starvation and hunger, the constant hunger, because there was not enough food, and the food ration only make sure you don't, you know, the food ration only make sure you don't die of starvation in the city if you're city doers. But there's never enough. It never offered enough food. And so the food ration was determined based on the recipient's gender and the age. And for the same age, boys and girls, the boy would receive about 4 more pounds rice each month than a girl. And so for me, my name, my Chinese name happened to be a very popular boy's name. So, yeah, the bureaucrats made a mistake. They gave me for a while, not all the time, for a while, they gave me the food ration that was meant for a boy. So granted, I received more food ration than a girl would normally receive, but I was still hungry all the time. I often dreamed about the food all the time. And eventually, when the government bureaucrats came to our house to do random inspection, and which happened very often in China, they do not need any reason. They do not even need a warrant. They can just, you know, walk into your home to make sure everybody in there was supposed to be, you know, part of the family. Anyway, during the random house check, they realized that the government officials realized they made a mistake. Instead of acknowledging they are the one who made the mistake, they accused my family for cheating the government. So they demanded our family to pay the government back with all the stamps and ration coupons.
Oh, thank goodness. So with that background, and now you're here and you're an accomplished journalist, writer, Helen Rowley with us. When you see Apple and you see how Apple is exploiting this situation, and also it's alleged, and I think true, aiding and abetting the communist government in their real, what they're really good at is the identification of people. They have made that their mission, second to no society that we know of. What are your thoughts on Apple and the difficulty we have? I'll admit I'm one of them, of people not able to give up Apple products.
Yeah. I'm guilty as charged. I have an iPhone. I'm speaking to you through my iPhone. So I'm guilty as charged myself. But I actually have a piece in the Federalist also appeared yesterday about Apple's giant China problem. And it's not just Apple. I think all Western companies have been running on this, what I call one company, two system business model. You know, they will present themselves as advocates for universal values everywhere else, or including the United States. But then when they go to China, they claim they have to abide by the CCP's rules. So they surrender the data security, they surrender our user privacy, and they, you know, took down apps and per the Communist Party officials' request. They do all these things, you know, in the name of pursuing profits, which is really infuriating. And I think it's going to, and it, especially Apple's case, it's starting to hurt Apple's bottom line, because in my article at the Federalist this week, I talk about that, you know, there was a protest at Apple factory in China last weekend, around the same time when with other protests erupted in China. And so this plan was responsible for like 80% of the assembly of Apple's latest, you know, Apple iPhone 14 model. So because of the protest and the lockdowns, Apple's not going to have enough new models for sale, not enough in time for the holiday season. You will hurt the bottom line. So I think for Apple's and other Western organizations, it's really time for them to think, to seriously planning and think about their reliance on China and the Chinese market is deeply problematic, to put in the least, and it's irresponsible for them, to their customers, their employees, and the shareholders, if they do not take action to change their business model to diversify out of China.
We're talking with Helen Rowley. Helen, parting questions. So the main thing now that people hope is that President Biden steps up, and in some way, it could be vague, but that it's meant that if the Chinese, the end game here is another Tiananmen Square. In fact, I remember being on the air when that happened, Tiananmen Square. I was just kind of starting in talk radio, and I'll never forget that man standing in front of the tank when the tank moved the first time to go and stand in front. It's one of the most courageous things imaginable. The only downside is we don't believe the man was ever heard from again after that. So is that a goal here in your sense, in the people you talk with, for the president to lay it out to the Chinese that whatever happens here, if there's a wholesale slaughter, that's going to be very problematic for doing business with them?
Well, unfortunately, I don't really put a lot of hope on Biden. I think because he's I've written a lot about his China policy. It's very confusing, his China policy. I don't think he so far he has taken any strong stand. He has not offered any strong language to condemn because the crackdown is already happening in China from the government and, you know, reported by the Wall Street Journal. But the Biden administration has not offered any strong worded, you know, protest against those crackdowns because their China policy is driven largely by domestic agendas. And one of the Biden's biggest, to him, the most important domestic agenda is this whole green energy movement. And guess what he's rely on? His green energy movement is rely on China to provide EV batteries and solar panels.
Yes.
So there's no way he's going to offer any strong word or condemnation, you know, to support the Chinese protesters against the Chinese government. So I'm not very hopeful of anything from the Biden administration, unfortunately.
Well, one silver lining, Dan and I got to know you and have you in our circle of friends here to call upon you as this continues, Helen Raleigh. Where do our listeners find you? Where is the best place to see you, on Twitter or anywhere else?
They can find me on Twitter, HRaleighSpeaks. They are also finding me on Substack. I have a Substack newsletter on a weekly basis. So it's same thing, Substack, Helen Raleigh. And they are also finding me on Federalist and many other venues. But a Substack and Twitter will be the best way to reach me.
Helen, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Helen Raleigh here, mark her down, another great get here, someone who, can you imagine just being hungry all the time? So I didn't need to say it. There's a substantial number of people, though, that are in the good graces of the government and make out military and the like, and there's enough of them that they can imprison a nation of 1 billion people. That's what it always comes down to. And this is startling, though, to see the number of people that are putting it on the line in regard to this. And she just didn't give us a hackneyed answer about Biden. It's not, you know, just the money, the Chinese buying Hunter Biden off, as it certainly appears to be. It's deeper than that. They're the provider of these things. It's very much like the Chevron thing. Yep, you can pollute the atmosphere, drill all you want, Chevron in Venezuela, give Maduro and the other thugs more riches to stay in power. But symbolically, we can't do that here. So let's go to China for electric vehicles. Biden apparently is crazed over electric vehicles because he's a simpleton and thinks this is the way out. You please the environmentalists and yet you please the union. Same thing with the solar panels. Same situation with China again. And still no realization this is the enemy. Yeah, Putin's an enemy too, but this is the big guy. Without a doubt. Well, there's Randy Weingarten, too. 855-839-1210. You get a line. You get on board. Dan, good getting her on. Any thoughts?
She was great. I mean, I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
To not only think about the starving and still being hungry, your child's hungry as anything, and a government bureaucrat comes in and says, not only should your child be hungrier, you need to pay us back for the, you know, hunger that we already put her through. It's
right. Well, that's why I thought a stronger response to the Iranian jerk journalists with the American team saying something like, "Nah, buddy, we're not comparing. We're proud to be the United States of America. You can't say the same thing with your dictatorship of a country that imprisons people, and you're a shill for them. You're a stooge. How do you pronounce stooge in Iranian or Iran?
Iran.
Iran. All right, 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question today. Coming up, we'll have Dom's Money Melody in a moment, but also a lot came out yesterday. Remember the panel that sat here in Philadelphia and I covered that impeached, helped to impeach Larry Krasner? They also gave a whole list of other things that ought to be done to stop violence in Philadelphia. In other words, they weren't just there to get rid of Krasner. One of these, Dan, is...
Robot policemen?
No killer policemen. Amending the state constitution to permit local retail recall elections in Philadelphia. Now, I know there are people who say they would never recall Krasner. Even I have to admit, it would take a lot of work to recall Larry Krasner. But what are Democrats afraid of? Why can't we have a recall mechanism? And then we'll see if Krasner survives it or not. I'm willing to do that. But since we don't have it, the only thing I have left is impeachment. Why not have a recall election mechanism? What do Democrats have against that? Because they're afraid that it might happen, that he could be recalled. That's what they have. And also, what they have against it is it's one-party rule here in Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia is not China, but it's the same thing when it comes to voting. It's the same thing forever. All right, but right now, big prize today. It's time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Money gone.
My time, Dom.
That's absolutely right. Dan's got a great one. He's going to stump you today. You're playing for a $50 gift card to the great Captain Chuckie's, 18 locations now. WeLoveCrabCakes.com.
Yeah.
All right, what's the backstory here?
Yeah, so yesterday I got a little criticism because we played the should I play the hard clue and the easy clue? And you said the hard clue, and then still it was allegedly super easy.
Yes.
So I thought I'd make it a little more complicated on the listeners today, Dom. I'm going to not give much about this. He's classified as a country western artist, but really just an all-time great musician.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, he played his last live show back in 2012. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Just a couple clues for you. We're playing it like Masked Singer. I'm going to play him covering a very famous song. And I want the listeners to hear the voice, give us a ring, and see if they can identify who this very incredible musician is singing a very famous song. And if two people get it wrong or so, I'll drop another big clue for the listeners.
I kind of see him as pop, too, more than just country western.
Yeah.
He crossed over into the biggest way possible. Yes.
Yeah. So, Dom, here is today's clue. It's a little bit longer just so the listeners can gather that voice. But here is who we're looking for.
All right, so just a cover song, not one of his songs.
It's a great Foo Fighters song, Times Like These. Yeah.
Can I make a hair comment, or is that too much giving it away?
Let's save that if two people get it wrong. We'll give away a little more.
Okay, we'll give you a hair clue.
Yes.
All right, 855-839-1210. Be the first one in with that, and you're walking away with a $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's. Let's hear it one more time. Wow, I don't know if I would know that without hearing some of the things I associate with.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to see if that happens here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's play the clue again today, and it's the singer we're looking for. This isn't one of his works. He's covering for another band. Here's how it sounds. First person in with that $50 gift card, Captain Chuckie's Weed Love Crab Cakes.com. Let's see if Betsy in Bryn Mawr. All right, Betsy, who is that singer?
Is it Glenn Campbell?
Oh, goodness.
Are you serious,
you
Betsy?
You have to see Dan in there. Oh, my God. You got him again, Betsy.
What?
How did you know that?
I just remember the backstory. I remember his sad illness, and I sounded like him.
I still get
it. And then you kind of gave it away with the crossover, too.
Dom, I'm blaming you for that one. She said someone gave it away with the crossover. That was you that said
that.
Oh. Yeah.
What,
yeah.
The hair?
No, with the crossover out of a country western music in the pop.
Oh, come on. That is a pretty random clue after you've given away the store again.
Yeah, she also said that the whole sickness thing played into it, too. I gave away too much, but... You like that, Dom? The Mass Singer style covering someone else?
Yes. Let's see if we can get somebody tomorrow if you do that. I just mentioned the hair, all-time great hair. That's what I was going to say. I thought that was too much.
I had my finger hovering over that buzzer, just waiting to push it. I was so excited today, Dom. I thought I was going to get at least one.
Betsy, just it sounded like, it doesn't sound like him to me. I don't get that. He sounds differently.
Well,
I don't
keep in mind, this is 2008, so... It's real late in his career.
Okay.
He kind of did this as like a tribute to his friends. He wanted to cover some of his friends' songs.
Voice sounds deeper. It doesn't sound like it pops like Wichita Lineman or any of the early hits. So, yeah. I just saw him as more pop, though, than country western.
It's a really cool album. Anybody that wants to check out, it's Meet Glenn Campbell, and it's just songs. He covers Tom Petty, The Replacements, Travis, and happened to cover Foo Fighters, and that was today's song.
They can't be stopped. All right, tomorrow's another day, though. We'll have another gift card of $50 for Captain Chuckie's tomorrow.
I know, Betsy.
And then on Friday, I'm not taking the collar for that one. I had little or nothing to do with it. All right, we're trying to get on a guy named Justin Hawkins. I wanted to tell you about this because we heard about it a while ago. Now it's coming to fruition. It's the Biden rule. Yeah, can you imagine Biden coming up with this? It's the people around Biden. And this rule with your 401k, it relieves the manager of your retirement account, your 401k. It relieves them from having to prioritize the best return on investment possible. That's what they're supposed to do. Now, look, in my 401k, I'm not sure. But if they say, Dan, I'm investing in Apple, that's the best return at all, I may object to that. But it's they're at least being consistent with being a fiduciary. The Biden rule says they don't have to follow that. They're allowed to include factors like climate change and other woke considerations in their analysis. And that's on a whopping $7.3 trillion as of June 2021. The U.S. 401k accounts. Their argument is, well, that is a sound policy too, is it? Investing in that with that in mind? Well, not according to an analysis done by the Harvard Business Review recently. They looked at 20,000 mutual funds, Morningstar sustainability ratings, representing over $8 trillion of investor savings. Okay? And obviously, it did not work. So what's your action here on this thing? What can you do? First, you can tell your employer, pension fund manager, or other fiduciary responsible for your retirement savings account, you're not interested in that type of investing. The Biden rule does not require ESG investments. It only allows fiduciaries to offer this or to be making a decision toward it. We hope to get the guy on, though, to give you other simple strategies. And look, don't want to give people, I realize how busy people are, more paperwork, another burden, but this is how insidious this is. Even inside your own retirement, and you know, the Biden plan, he's the union, it's pensions, and what they invest in, God knows. But your 401k plan, you have an option here. There are several things that can be done to help to forestall this. It's endless. It's endless where they want to meddle. There is no boundary. I mean, a big story today, and we've had a guy on it recently. Look, when they do critical race theory and other nonsense in schools related to that, it's one thing. When they're doing it in the medical world now, that's something quite different. And our buddy, Dan, Megan Brock, who we have this great shootout going on for our person of the year between Megan Brock and Steve Keeley. They're the two leading finalists at Dom Show 1210. You can vote. You have a couple hours left at Dom Show 1210. She's got a story today how over at Children's Hospital, they're discussing the racial disparities of sleep and how there's an inequality gap there.
She's beating
with children.
Now.
Yeah, she's beating Keeley.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, so she's got that up again today. When it gets into the medical field, when it gets into your 401k, the Biden rule, this is what he's going to become known for. The interference in this, and how would Joe Biden defend it? Well, first of all, he would start saying man a lot, which always indicates he really doesn't know what he's talking about.
Come on, man.
But their defense, the big lie would be, well, these companies involved with so-called sustainability climate, they do better anyhow. They don't. It's obvious they're not because they have an agenda. The agenda ought to be, what is it that is going to do the best for you as an investment? That's what being a fiduciary is, I believe, and making that judgment on that and on nothing else. Well, with the Biden rule, that no longer, and you may not know that. I think a lot of people don't know that. I don't know that they would sign off if they did. So it brings a good question, Dan. I just saw a big statistical thing today that says that smoking is no longer seen as cool at all by any demographic they could find. At one point, I don't know that people would say, oh, it's just cool to smoke. But in films and all that, you know, there's a certain cachet with a guy usually holding a cigarette, doing that. You know, certain actors, that might be a good side question.
Even women with the, you know, the extension back. You think, the classy woman smoking the cigarette through the long.
Yeah. Pipe, I'm trying to think of how many guys in films made a point out of that. The use of the in The Sopranos, Johnny Sack with the cigarette was it was a prop. You know,
It wasn't just smoking. It was part of the whole persona.
Well, you think of all the film noir stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah
know,
exactly.
Like sitting there in
exactly.
the black and white smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
Over the course of time, rather than mandating it, people have come to their own conclusion. So is all this climate stuff now actually cool? In other words, Dan, would you advise someone, say they were 20 and they were dating, they were looking for women and all that, is that something to wear as a badge of honor, that that's going to help them strike up a relationship, being, shall we say, very, very blatant about the climate and about things like that? It might be.
Well, let's think about it. What exactly is cool? Like, if we're actually defining it.
Yeah.
It's someone that is doing a good job at impressing the other sex.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So I think there are a lot of guys out there that do go full bore into the climate change or the abortion debate, trying to generally yeah. impress women. And the way to do that, to, quote, look cool and impress the other sex right now, would be to have more liberal takes on these policies.
So Dan's dating tip, if you're in Pennsylvania, one, I think let's start with that. I think that's a layup.
Well, I mean, try to go on a date and say that you're pro-life.
Yes.
And see how the girl reacts.
Yes.
Like, unless it's a very specific girl, it's usually going to go pretty bad in my age generation.
So scurry around the abortion thing.
Well, yeah.
Remember the scene with Elaine, the really attractive guy who's a mover?
Yep.
And Jerry says, well, why don't you ask him what he thinks of the Supreme Court's decision on, you know, Roe v. Wade or something like that, and he's pro-life. And
I think there's a lot of truth that there's coolness in, quote, virtue signaling.
Yes. All right, on climate, though.
On climate, it's a difference.
I don't think it's top of mind. So you have to be vaguely pro-climate change.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I mean, I think it's uncool to be, like, I'm not revealing which way I lean here, honestly. It's pretty much towards this, so maybe I am uncool myself. But climate denier, if you're a, quote, climate denier, I think you're, quote, uncool to young people.
All right, so let's put that into the hopper. 855-839-1210. Imagine, though, Biden's people. Biden wouldn't know what the heck he's doing with this. Biden's people, though, we're going to go after your 401k, and you're not even going to know it fully. We want people to go with the woke company. Now, it starts with climate, but it gets into a whole array of other things that makes that attractive. And Apple, I guess, would be one of the big ones. Well, wait a minute, though. Isn't Apple supporting the ultimate bad guys? How could Apple be cool? We just had on someone who fled communist China, Dan. She admitted it herself. She's on an iPhone. Wouldn't you think she would go to Samsung? You talked about an alternative, right? I'm not saying it's easy, but Apple is just insidious beyond belief. NBA, have I given up watching pro basketball? Guilty as charged. I haven't. These things are not easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is Dom time. Side question today. Some title with weather in it. Book, person, film, song. We've had some great ones. We'll get a couple more calls on that, then the lightning round at 855-839-1210. A couple things. Dan tells me on Twitter at DomShow1210, and I can remember 10 years ago when I would ask this around the holidays, it was only 25% of the artificial tree people. Dan, on my Twitter, it's 42.4%.
It just went up even higher, Dom, 43.9%.
All right. It's definitely a sign of the apocalypse. If it reaches 50%, how many hours do we have left?
22 hours.
22 hours.
Yeah,
we got to stop
them. Yeah.
And, you know, fire away at them, too, the artificial tree people. I'm shocked at Dan when this came up, you know. He's a diva. I overlook a lot of stuff.
Oh,
he's great at what he does. But the artificial tree thing is just too much to break. I think Maisie's family should have said, that's it. There'll be a tree there. Tell them to get some allergy medicine.
I've got so much. Sharon writes in, I understand your loyalty to a real Christmas tree, but believe me, you'll never look back after getting a first artificial
tree. Oh, that's what they all say. You know, things are so easy. Just throw the Christmas tree aside. What's next? What Christmas tradition? No eggnog next?
Rick Squire writes in, if I brought a fake tree home, my wife would probably divorce me.
There you go. Yes, it's not happening. I know Ro is going to talk with Dan after the show. She's got a list she's been building up. There was the first date that Maisie had to pay. Was it half? Did you work out the tip, too? Did you have a calculator? How did that work?
Well, we got half-price appetizers at Applebee's.
Okay.
So I actually did pay it.
Oh, okay. Oh, all
right. But it was the second date, Tom, when we went to the highfalutin Olive Garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she split.
Those $18 entrees.
I don't think Ro has ever, you know, she's adamant about that. She's a feminist, but not on that account. It's just wrong. It's outright.
We're in a recession. Come on.
All right. One other quick thing. You brought up in Dan time with Dom, we didn't have a chance to flesh it out enough because there's a lot of play today. It was good you brought it up. I should have done, too, that Mayor Adams in New York, of all places, is now removing mentally ill people, his words. And I'm not sure the criteria, you know, that's where the trap is. Who gets to determine that? I said Dom's rule would be this from the subway and other places. These people acting up, scaring people, threatening, aggressive panhandling. You bring them in, you look at them, Dan, and then you tell them, hey, you can't be out there. If you're doing it again, the second time we get you, you're going to go into a mental health care facility. I'm on board with that. Now, civil libertarians are appalled on this, but they don't have to take the New York subway. They don't have to take SEPTA. How many of the people in Philadelphia, Stu Bykofsky wrote about this years ago when he was at the Daily News, caused a national stir, and he said the homeless, but I think he was mean to homeless / aggressive mental illness. You don't have a right on my streets. And I believe you don't either. And the number of people that are homeless that have these issues is at least one out of two or more. So let me throw that into the mix, though. We know what the danger zone is. That's what the advocates are saying. Well, are the police just going to go? And isn't it amazing that in New York City, which on paper is more liberal than Philadelphia, most people usually say that. I don't know that it is. I think Philadelphia is every bit as woke as any major city in the country. Just look at the people running it. You got Krasner to start with. 855-839-1210. What in the world is wrong with saying, particularly the second time around, no, you don't have a right to be out here because you're mentally ill. Dan, I told the story, DJ over in the Manieri League, right? Guy running around the field when they're playing ball, right? Jogging. Obviously, to me, disturbed. I would have done something even at that point. First time around, he's just saying funny stuff. Second time around, he starts making remarks toward the women there that were relatively graphic. Mm. By the third time around, ain't going to be any third time. You got to do something.
Get him out. Get him out of here.
Do you have a right to do that? Well, you know, and it's an interesting question. What are the lines? And you know who's hurt the most by this in some ways? Wawa. You had the experience once wanting to go to that Mexican restaurant on the other side of Kensington versus Port Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
People outside, homeless, maybe mentally ill,
yep.
Some shooting drugs up. They don't have a right to be there doing that. Why is that such a line? And I think it's made by people who don't live in that environment. In other words, how many of these activists in Philadelphia that would stop this at all costs, the usual progressives, they're not taking SEPTA every day. They don't have to deal with that. They're not in their neighborhood causing that sort of problem that they face every day around their kids and everything else. They're just not experiencing it.
I just want to know their opinion.
But can I finish? Just
go
one
ahead.
Thing.
Sure.
You show up. Here's my best point. You show up at the pickleball courts, running around the pickleball court screaming in Chestnut Hill. How soon do you think a squadron of cops would be there in Chestnut Hill at the pickleball court?
Yeah.
Or you got two guys that are just, pretending like they're playing pickleball. They're harassing people. They're doing whatever. You might have a cop on a horse there. They'll send out wagons to the pickleball court. Why does Chestnut Hill get that, where you are in Port Richmond, where I am in Germantown, and other people that take SEPTA? Why do they have to put up with it? That's what Adams is doing, and he's a liberal, but he's doing it. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I was going to say, I wonder what these people would say along your point if their kids had to have a life where it was normalized that they were passing people passed out on the sidewalk, injecting in the neck, yelling
right
at the top of their lungs, causing a scene, and that's normal behavior for their children to see on a regular basis.
Right.
They don't experience that, but if they did, I think they'd have a very different opinion on this.
So we got to get somebody on this, what Adams is doing. I saw the Advocate on, and he said this is unreasonable. Who's going to determine who's mentally ill or not? That's why I said the first time this happens, if they bring you in, you're told, can't be doing this stuff. If we get you again, then there's going to be this penalty. I think that's fair. And everybody's concerned about civil rights. True. What about the civil rights of someone that takes SEPTA without somebody going off constantly? What about that right? So, Dan, maybe I'd like to get the Advocate on. I always like to debate, not someone just agrees with me that says, no, you can't just go putting people up. So those people, Dan, at the restaurant last night, do you think they ought to be removed?
Yeah.
And if they come back, well, then they're going to be taken in.
Yep.
Not the first time. You don't lock them up the first time. You remove them, tell them they can't be there. If they're back or somewhere down the street still shooting up, screaming at people doing that, then they're going to be removed. And their argument is, well, where are you going to remove them to? I think that's worth spending money on. And there they get treatment, mandatory treatment. They come back in the system again, they're going to stay longer. That's the way it works. Let's go to Paul in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, welcome in.
Hey, thank you, John, for taking my call. I got to give it to you. Hey, Dan, that you is ruthless with Maisie to make that pay half the bill. But also, yeah. Hey, Dom, I rarely agree with you, but that is a fact. If they act crazy the first time, let them go. That second time, that you lock them up with them real crazy, they'll straighten up. And then also just find some plot of land, like maybe 5-10 acres, and just put them all on that acre. We ain't worried about when, if you got the masses of society conforming to, why do we have to be subjected to that? Men walking around exposing their stuff on subways and urinating and defecating. You absolutely, Don, and I don't agree with you. I know you're going to go down to the mega Mar-a-Lago, give you a live report. Greg will send you there to reprogram you. But I do agree with you.
Well, Paul, thank you very much, and I think I'm programming you. He's in agreement. Now, he has to disagree for the next 50 times, but yeah.
Was that Bunny Colvin?
Yeah.
Proposing Amsterdam? I think that was.
SEPTA is the best example of this, probably. And the bottom line is, a lot of these people on the other side, and what's the shocking thing, Dan, is, look, Mayor Adams ran as a captain in the New York police. The guy's liberal. He's very liberal. But even he says the problem is not so much just criminal behavior. It's quality of life stuff with people that are mentally ill. They don't have a right to act out, particularly in a contained environment like the subway. Just don't. There's no place to get away from them there. All right, lightning round coming up, and we'll see how the artificial tree debate, if it reaches 50%, you got to help me out at Dom Show 1210. Vote against the artificial tree.
Come on, Let Team them have Artificial, it. Get on there. It's 44%. Let's get it over 50. Let's do this.
That is a sign of the apocalypse. Dan, we did a sign of the apocalypse. It was about 2 years ago when we started doing sides. Someday I'm going to have to bring that back. Remember the winner? You're allowed to pump your own gas in Jersey. The law comes out. Nobody's going to bother you. That's the apocalypse. There's no doubt.
Just saying, if you happen to have both a real and artificial tree at home, you might want to vote artificial. Just saying.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, since no one took it, Dan, we could say it might be a winner if someone had said a title with weather in it, the lightning round.
Oh, no.
Oh, too
a great
late.
Answer.
Let me go to Greta. In Gloucester Township on Talk Radio 1210. Greta, you're one of our favorite callers. You're in favor of the fake tree. That's it. You're out of the family business, Fredo. That's what happened to you.
I'm sorry. I have two Christmas trees up. They're done and decorated. I like to keep them up, and I don't have to water them, and then I don't have to be cleaning up the needles, you know, like by Memorial Day weekend. I love my Christmas trees. It's cheaper. And even though in Gloucester County I've seen them for $60, they grow them right in down the road from me. But I'm sticking with my artificial.
Yeah, Greta.
All right, Fredo, go and operate the casino in some. You're not even getting a casino in Vegas. It's going to be in Reno.
Hey, come on, Ram. I buy lots of potted plants and hanging baskets.
You're still out, Greta. All that good sure stuff you hit with over the years, just this one flaw, you're out.
Greta, you're nothing to me.
Wait a minute. Greta, Michael wants to say something to you. Michael?
You're nothing to me. You're not a caller. You're not a listener. You're not a friend. I don't want to know where you go or what you do. I go to my mother's house. I want to know a day in advance so I'll know not to screen the call.
One of the all-time greats. All right, Greta, what's the title?
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, B.J. Thomas, from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We had to do some stupid dance.
All right. Usually you'd have a chance on a day like this, though. You've been told. Don't come to this.
Now that I think about it, Jim kind of is the Don of the show.
Yes, determining,
know?
Right.
You know, you got to kiss his ring if you want to come on to the Don Giordano show.
Let's go to Carol in Somerton. Carol, what's yours?
I'm going to Philadelphia Connection. Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. Oh,
very nice. That one. Is a good one. We had an answer like that. Bill's got one like that. Bill and Monco, what do you have?
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my God. Couldn't Trump do better. Hey, Stormy, come on. You know it's trouble. The Stormy, come on. Stormy Borowski. Now, that's what they ought to name the kid.
First child. There you go.
Stormy Borowski.
Stormy Dominic Borowski.
Let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe always comes through. What do you have, Joe?
Hello, Dom. My title involving weather is Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Saving that one up, Joe. That's kind of cliche. Joe's usually outside the box. All right, Dan. Give us some of the competitors today.
I'm really liking the actual people ones. I'm surprised we got so many. Anna, New Jersey with Stormin' Norman. Right. You had Carol in Somerton with Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. Bill in Monco with Stormy Daniels. And then I'll take Singing in the Rain to a classic, Jack and Fox Chase. I'll let you pick one of those.
I like the Stormin' Norman. We both did when that call came in early on. That was really, outside the box. Great one.
Anna, New Jersey goes in the hat.
Yep, into the hat, and we'll pull that out. Don't forget, we got two big things coming up on Twitter. One, got to keep the artificial tree people out here, folks. They're just a menace. They've infiltrated my Twitter.
Really don't like me. It's gone down to 42.5% since I tried my advocacy.
Remember, if it goes over 50 by the end of the poll when we come on tomorrow, it's a sign of the apocalypse. Don't worry about the holidays. The apocalypse is on us. And Megan Brock is still leading as our Person of the Year versus Steve Keeley.
47.9% Brock, 44.7% Keeley at Dom Show 1210 to vote.
Maybe we get the two of them on tomorrow and just praise both of them and then extend the vote after that to see what happens.
Best way to determine this, which one of you likes fake or real trees?
There
Keeley
you go.
Or Megan Brock?
All right.
So whoever answers real.
We know the Richie Owens show. We're flat out of time, Jim. Next. Therefore, real trees. I don't know about the producers. There might be saboteurs there. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHC.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.